0.56 inches and holding steady. And outside our studios on Friends Plaza, it's 46 degrees.
Support for WILL comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide array of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
It's 12:41. You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. I'm Craig Cohen. Congressman John Shimkus is seeking a ninth term in the U.S. House of Representatives, but this time he's doing so in a newly drawn district, the 15th, which stretches from portions of Champaign and Iroquois counties in the north to the state's southern tip and also stretches southwest from Douglas County in central Illinois to Madison County communities near the metro east of St. Louis. He faces not only a challenge of geography, but also a somewhat unusual opponent whose campaign is focused primarily on one issue. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert explains.
John Shimkus was elected to Congress back in 1996. He has now experienced redistricting twice in 2000 and again in 2010. This time, in the new 15th district, Shimkus faces a retired nurse with strong opinions about abortion and birth control. But more about Angela Michael in a minute. First, let's examine the congressman's views on health care. He believes it's important to empower people to take a more active role in their own preventive care.
You got to incentivize people to wellness. The best way to do that is by encouraging their understanding of health insurance and its cost, and really encourage them to actively be a participant in healthy lifestyle. Now, the question is, can the government do that? I doubt it. We're too big. We cost too much. We're very inefficient.
Nevertheless, there are portions of the Affordable Care Act that Congressman Shimkus favors.
You've heard the debate upon, the pre-existing conditions, capitation, young adults on policies. Those are all things we can agree upon.
Shimkus ran unopposed in the Republican primary this spring, but he faces a general election challenge from radio talk show host Angela Michael of Highland, Illinois. While the mother of 13 children is running as a Democrat, she doesn't necessarily subscribe to much of the Democratic platform. In fact, her campaign website focuses on just one issue, abortion. She's vehemently against it and is critical of provisions within the Affordable Care Act that cover birth control. Interviewed by Illinois Public Media in late March, she says it's an insult that taxpayers should foot the bill for what she terms immoral behavior.
If they want contraceptive, they should be able to pay for their own. I believe it's only $9 to buy birth control pills. So I don't understand. If you can afford cigarettes, you can afford a bag of chips. I mean, you can't afford contraceptive. Why does the taxpayers have to pay for your birth control? I don't understand that.
Michael calls herself the citizen's candidate, saying taxpayers should not fund the health care of others.
We had a chance when the Bush administration was here. We had a Republican House, Republican Senate, and I don't understand. We needed to cut off that funding, $350 million that was being sent. It's still being sent to Planned Parenthood. You know, it's ridiculous. What taxpayers don't know, that they're paying for or what they're supporting with their taxes.
Illinois Public Media tried to interview Michael more recently. We reached out to her campaign four times in the last week with no response. Congressman Shimkus says he's had no contact with Michael, and a spokesman for Democrats in Madison County, where she lives, had no comment about her. Matthew Pigeon says redistricting has made it hard for party officials to find candidates to run in the district. Shimkus says Congress faces a tall order after the election. The legislators have reached across the aisle over matters ranging from the debt ceiling to highway construction. Many important issues remain to be dealt with after November 6th. Shimkus is concerned that across-the-board cuts could adversely affect funding for some of the nation's poorest public schools. He also says Congress must pass a new farm bill, but obstacles to doing so exist on both sides of the aisle.
So that's part of this educational things that I have to do to some of my liberal colleagues who have problems with the reforms we have in the food, nutrition, SNAP program, link card, as it's called in Illinois, and my conservative friends who think there probably should be limited, if any, role in foreign policy by the national government.
Shimkus admits the new 15th congressional district is big, requiring a lot of travel from his home in Collinsville. Although he's facing an apparent one-issue candidate, he's still campaigning throughout the district. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
I'm Robert Siegel. I'm one of the hosts of NPR's All Things Considered. And to me, all the appeals that we make of listeners for their support for public radio, all of it comes down to one core principle for me. And let me sum it up this way. If I didn't work for NPR, I'd be listening to it. And every day I try to put together the program and be part of the program that I would be listening to if I sold insurance, taught school, fixed people's teeth. The audience to me is just like us. We're not talking at you. We're not trying to aggregate you in order to find an advertiser's best opportunity to sell you something. We're doing the program that we would listen to if we were simply in the audience. To me, that's the greatest guarantee that what you get is the least cynical product in American broadcasting that you will find anywhere. And pretty straight, earnest work of a first-rate news organization. What we need to keep doing that is to have the support of the audience that we think of as being, frankly, folks just like us. And I think that there's no greater guarantee of quality than I could possibly give.
We thank Robert Siegel for sharing those comments, and we hope that you will make a contribution in support of this public radio station today at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. That's 217-244-9455. This is our fall fundraising campaign here at WILL, and it is Friday. The campaign wraps up on Monday, so we are closing in on it. We have an important goal to meet during this entire week to raise $110,000, and I can give you our very latest total, $63,201 raised. That's fantastic. We are on track. We're on our way, but we're looking for a pretty big day of support today to ensure that we do stay on track. We're hoping to raise $20,000 in support of WILL, and so far today we have raised $9,877 from 64 different contributors to WILL. Thank you very much for your support thus far today. If we have not yet heard from you, please consider how much you listen to this public radio station, how meaningful it is in your life, and how valuable it is for everyone in the region to have access to in-depth, thoughtful, accurate, great quality news and information. It's not cheap to do. It's not easy to do, but we are committed to doing it, and we do count on your support. A few times a year, we come to you and ask for you to kick in a few bucks to see that we're able to continue to sustain this service. $10 a month, if that's within your budget, please consider making that $120 contribution. Perhaps a dollar a day is something that you can afford. Maybe you can afford a $1,000 gift. Or perhaps a dollar a week makes sense for your budget. You determine the amount that's right for you, but please do make that contribution now and ensure the future of in-depth news and thoughtful analysis. And the number to call, once again, to do so is 217-244-9455. If you prefer, 217-BIG-WILL. Or you can give online securely at willpledge.org. Thanks very much.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Owens Funeral Home, located at the corner of Elm and University in the historic Trevett Mansion, across from Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Owens Funeral Home, owned and operated by the Owens family since 1925, invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 19th of October, 2012. It's the anniversary of the surrender that ended the American Revolutionary War, Yorktown, Virginia, 1781. George Washington was up at West Point, New York, north of New York City that summer. The British were expecting him to attack New York City, which he'd been planning to do. But when he learned that the British forces were building a naval base down in Virginia on the Yorktown Peninsula, he decided to march his army all the way from New York to Virginia and trap Lord Cornwallis and capture his army. It was a bold move. They had to move 400 miles on foot, headed for New York City to scare the British, get them to prepare for an attack, and then quickly moved south, marching every day from 2 in the morning until it was too hot to continue. Lord Cornwallis learned that Washington was coming, but he chose not to escape. He thought his troops would be evacuated by the British Navy, didn't realize that the British ships had already been routed by a French fleet from the south. So he simply sat there and watched as Washington's troops surrounded the city and began a siege. They bombarded him for several days, then got word that Cornwallis would surrender. England did not have enough money to raise another army, and they appealed for peace, and 2 years later, the Treaty of Paris was signed, and the war was officially over. It's the birthday of the novelist David Cornwell, who writes under the name John le Carré, born in Poole, England, 1931, author of best-selling spy novels The Spy Who Came in from the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. David Cornwell, who served in British intelligence and wrote about spies not as sexy, daring men like James Bond, but tired, lonely men who barely trusted their own government more than they trusted their enemies. His father was a con man. He worked fraudulent real estate deals, had millions of dollars in gambling debts, was in and out of prison on fraud. So Cornwell was raised mostly by his father's various girlfriends. David Cornwell, John le Carré, said, "I think that my great villains have always had something of my father in them." And it's the birthday of Tracy Chevalier, born in Washington, D.C., 1962. After college, moved to London, fell in love with a British man, and she lives there still. Author of the huge bestseller Girl with a Pearl Earring in 1999. Here's a poem for today by John Daniel, entitled A Prayer Among Friends. Among other wonders of our lives, we are alive with one another. We walk here in the light of this unlikely world that isn't ours for long. May we spend generously the time we are given. May we enact our responsibilities as thoroughly as we enjoy our pleasures. May we see with clarity. May we seek a vision that serves all beings. May we honor the mystery surpassing our sight. And may we hold in our hands the gift of good work and bear it forth whole as we were born forth by a power we praise to this one earth, this homeland of all we love.